you're not as desperate, I guess, to get a left tackle as others. Look, I've been wanting a left tackle for a while. What's your reason for, you said you're not totally against it, but you just don't think it's a priority?
I'm not desperate for it. Does that make sense? Like, I think sometimes we get in these positions where we're like, gotta have it. They really need a left. It's time to get Patrick Mahomes the protection he deserves. This goes a lot to like where they've been the entire Mahomes era. And I know you could like make the argument for wide receiver last year, certainly, but Patrick Mahomes has had elite weapons at wide receiver before and has won a Super Bowl with elite weapons at wide receiver before. I would say at best in any given year, the best left tackle play Patrick Mahomes has ever received is slightly above average. He's never had great elite level left tackle play. Perfectly fine left tackle play, which is what he's gotten, or even slightly below average left tackle play, is what he's gotten the entire time he's in Kansas City, and he's one of the lowest sacked quarterbacks in the leagues every year. Does not stop his running ability. He has not been overly hurt versus any other quarterback in the NFL. They've won a bunch of rings. Left tackle has never been a thing that has held them back. So I don't feel desperate for a position that has never been the reason where I'm like, damn, you came up short because. The only time they came up short from the offensive line, they had 72 injuries on the offensive line before the Super Bowl. A different circumstance. And even then, they had some injuries on the offensive line, and it didn't stop them from getting all the way to the game. It was just the nail in the coffin when Eric Fisher eventually got
it. I'll say a couple things with that. So when you have fairly high-level right tackle play, then I don't think the left tackle is as problematic. The problem is, you're banking, are you confident, and they're paying him like they are, but are they confident that Juwan Taylor, the issues he had last year, the spotlight that he had placed on him since week one of last season, and it was tough to adjust, is he able to go through a full offseason this year, make those adjustments to where the spotlight's not on him, and will that lead to just better play? And if you're getting much better play at right tackle, then maybe, yeah, the left tackle is not as pressing. Because I know the injury Eric Fisher at the end, but Mahomes did, for a couple years in his career, have Eric Fisher and Mitchell Schwartz left and right. Not bad, right? Huh? Not bad.
So that's like the Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill version of it. No, Mitchell Schwartz at the time was probably the best right tackle in football. And Eric Fisher, I would again say, was average. Like, slightly above average. He was a good left tackle. I don't think he's ever gotten top 10 left tackle play. That's what I mean.
I still think this is more of like a legacy conversation, but like Eric Fisher, because of where he was drafted, number one overall, and everything like that, and the initial start to his career, I still think he was underappreciated in his final like 5 years. He actually was really freaking good.
Fisher?
And Eric Fisher.
Oh, yeah,
I just think that because he got drafted number one overall and how people perceive the first year or so, that people already made up their mind. But that's a whole separate conversation. Look, I just think it's one thing to go through a season, and you're right. Last year, wide receiver, look, they didn't have a great wide receiver crop. They still won. You're saying the 1 year where they didn't have a great offensive line play, they lost in the Super Bowl. But that was, as you said, related to injury. Like, just because you get through something for X amount of years doesn't mean that, like, I'm just good with having a spot starter at left tackle again. Now, Donovan Smith played at a better level at times than I think, again, he's appreciated for. You've brought up David Bakhtiari, maybe you'd be interested in. For all the concerns that people had this time last year or in May of Donovan Smith, was because of injury. I don't really want David Bakhtiari. Injured. That guy can't stay healthy. He's an all-pro 5 years ago.
I know, and so, Donovan Smith missed time last year, but he was more healthy than he had been. I think they're better at keeping teams healthy. I think some of it is just the overpayment. I honestly think in order to get the left tackle that they probably would feel comfortable getting, they're going to have to pay to go up. And every analytical analysis would suggest to you that the team who trades up loses the trade value-wise, like war based on like the players they get later in the draft versus the two picks versus the one they get up there. The team who trades down wins 80% of the time. So it's not to say you can't win it. You definitely can. And I've told you, the Chiefs can take more risks going up than most teams. It's like, God, I'd rather just save it for, like, and it's not that this is a non-deep left tackle draft. There's a good tackle draft.
No, I mean, we just mentioned the stats yesterday, though, and I know some of it is talking about just second contracts, but offensive tackle had, what was the graphic from Schefter? Was it 70% hit rate on offensive tackles that were drafted in the first round that get a second contract, and wide receivers were like 25% of the time. Now, some of that we think maybe is just where the market is headed. But there's something to be said for that. Like, if you're drafting a tackle in the first round, there's a good chance he's good enough to get a second contract, which means he's a pretty damn good starter. I just don't like the thought of going in, and it sounds like you're good with it, which I think the text line agrees with you, that for the next 3 years, you're just good with constantly bringing in a different veteran to play left tackle.
I'll take my shot depending on the year. I'm not saying I'd never do it. The other thing that I would be interested if I were the Chiefs is the next time a Trent Williams is on the market, that'd be my game. trading for a known product.
Can't pay everybody on the offensive line, though. Like that, I guess that's part of my thought process of why maybe they need to go.
They need one cheap person.
Because
I just think Jawan Taylor's contract will come up in a year and a half, so I can start paying a left tackle now.
Because Jawan Taylor, as of March of this year, his following year's contract became guaranteed. So like they're not, we thought maybe they could get out of it. It's already guaranteed for next year now, my understanding, as of like May 10th or something of this season. So they're paying big time money at right tackle. We both agree that Creed Humphrey's probably getting an extension. While center money's not huge, he's going to be the highest paid center in football if he gets a new deal. At right guard, I don't think they're going to pay Trey Smith. So maybe that's where in this year's draft they go and get a third round guard, and it's someone that can grow behind Smith for sure. This year. Left guard, the deal looks good, but they're still paying Joe Tooney decent money, and he might be gone in a year or two. I guess I would rather not have to go and pay a free agent market price for a left tackle when maybe I can go get a left tackle.
Like if you look at like what Penei Sewell got, they're getting expensive. I understand that part of it. I'm just not pressured. Yeah. People have been apparently Cooper DeJean was pretty good at basketball in high school, by the way. He's Iowa's second all-time leading basketball scorer.
There you go.
He's ahead of Harrison Barnes, NBA player for
there you
all-time
go.
Points in Iowa. He apparently was recruited to be a Division I basketball player, so he's pretty good, I guess. I had not considered the fact. His and-one mixtape, not bad. He was throwing down some pretty sick dunks. I still think her shooting, like, part of the thing is, like, make it tough for him now is, like, she's actively playing. He just had her playing football. You think he plays pickup at the rec?
Not while he was prepping for the draft, going to tear an ACL right before the draft.
Like, freshman, sophomore year of college.
Probably.
You think he goes with his frat and plays some ball at the rec?
You think he was in a frat while he was playing football at Iowa?
I don't know. What, football players can't be in fraternities?
I don't think they have time.
Oh, you think there's not enough time?
Yeah. I'm serious. I mean, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm going to guess no. I'm going to guess that his frat is his team. Right? That's his football fraternity.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my guess. That's my guess.